You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let me quickly tell you real quick about something I posted on my Facebook yesterday. This might turn into more texts and calls. I don't know. But I just quickly posted yesterday on the top of my Facebook, what turns your rage meter up to 99.9? You're like instantly mad as hell. And there's a bunch of messages that came up. And I posted this on there because I wandered into the men's room here at the radio station yesterday, did my business, and I went over, washed my hands. And I went over to the automatic paper towel dispenser where you wave your hand in front of it.
Yeah.
And I'm waving. And I'm waving underneath it. And I'm waving on the side. And there's no paper towel coming out. And there's a couple other guys that walk in, you know, and I'm sitting there waving. And I'm getting way more irritated than I should be. And I finally just grab the side where it opens. And it's locked, but I just kind of snuck my fingers in there and popped it open just to get to the roll to dry my hands off. And when I left the bathroom, I just kind of laughed to myself and shook my head and said, I got way more upset about that than actually should have been. You know, it's just paper towel. I could have used my jeans all day long just to dry my hands off. But the funny part of that is we came in this morning and there is this list out there that just says 15 little things that annoy everyone. And what the hell, what are the odds? Number one on the list, when the motion sensor on a paper towel dispenser does not work.
That's crazy.
What is it about that? I mean,
I don't know, but it's true.
It's
that everyone
so true.
Gets annoyed.
And they got the little graphic of the wavy hand on the front of it. And it's like, you have one job, paper towel dispenser, to recognize my hand and give me some paper towel when it doesn't work. My gosh, man. So
I got to call out, there's a one of the libraries that I like to go to. I go to libraries at least 3 times a week, different ones to do some work. I sit there and do some work. And this one, they have the paper towel dispenser in the bathroom. And I guess budgets are tight with libraries because it dispenses about 2.5 inches of paper towel at a time. And so you pull that off and you can like do 2 fingers.
Then you got to wave again to try to
wave again.
Another inch comes out.
2.5 inches out. And you're like, okay.
So they've revamped the one here at the radio station where it does that too now. It's like it goes and you get maybe 2 inches, whereas before it would give you like a foot.
So Slapshot Broadcasting,
I guess,
is trying to save money
back
too.
It was funny because before that it would actually give you too much paper towel, because right under the dispenser is the trash can. So you'd wave your hand and it would go, and it would actually go into the trash can. And you're like, well, I'm not using that portion of it.
You so had to rescue it before it got that
it
far.
Was a double rip. You would have to rip it from the machine and then rip the bottom off because it was in the trash can, essentially. But yeah, it's so funny that little things like that can just set you off like no other, you know?
These are the lives we lead, people, and we're leading your life too, because we know you are going through this same nonsense.
First world problems. Blair wrote in and says, when somebody takes one of my fries without permission, rage meter, 99.9.
You take your fork and you jab their hand. That's what you do.
It's even worse if it's a tot. If they sneak in and take one of your tots,
then you jab them twice.
Then you shove them down.
Hey, I want to go back to the paper towels for just a second. Now, I am Mr. Green and Save the Planet, and you know that. But I got to say, when are we going to rip out all of the hot air blower dryers in public restrooms?
They're disgusting.
They've got to go. I don't know what we've got to do to make, you know, the towel part of it more eco-friendly, but I think this, you know, long experiment with hand dryers in public restrooms has got to come to an end.
And
because plus then you got to grab the handle of the bathroom
after
you're
dirty,
done.
And you know people aren't washing their hands.
And we want to use the paper towel to grab the door handle.
And there's been experiment after experiment about how much fecal that blows everywhere
well,
in the bathroom. And it's the ones that just blow straight down. I mean, yeah, okay, they've been around forever. But the horrible ones are those Dyson ones where you have to
put your
shoehorn your hand. hand down into that little slot, and then you touch either the front or back, and you're like, oh, you know, as you, or it blows your hand into the machine, like, and you're touching it, and you're like, I got pee on my hands now. Yeah. There's pee on me.
We might save the earth with these electric hand dryers, but I don't want to be alive. I mean, just, I don't want to be on the earth anymore if that's what we have to do.
Yeah,
just
so true, man.
Take us away.
Get him out of there. Brad wrote in. Now, you would have had to heard the mind bender yesterday where Dom gave multiple clues to the answer, saying that the answer involves being in New York City, like in the heart of New York City. He says his rage meter went to 99.9 when the next two callers guessed Disneyland and then Niagara Falls. I was at Brad. Brad, yeah, both Dom and I made some eye contact during those, and we're like, that's yeah, funny. We get it. That's funny. Yeah. Disneyland? Anyway, there's some more coming in. You know, what makes your rage meter go to 99? Lauren says, when the drive-thru gives me a Diet Coke instead of the Diet Dr. Pepper I ordered.
Oh, no.
Kristen said, I'm a middle school substitute teacher. Enough said. And then Mariel said, express toll charging me for somebody else's tolls.
Oh, boy.
And you know how many times I get those express toll bills? Because there is somebody in this state who has an identical license plate number to my wife's car, except one letter is an O versus a Q. And those tolls, the cameras miss that it's a Q a lot of times. So we get the O bills.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
It's constant. It's the exact same number, flip-flop, an O and a Q. I'm calling them. They're on my speed dial, essentially. And I say, I got another one. And they're like, they look it up. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm looking at it. Didn't recognize the Q there, yeah, or whatever it was. Yeah, so it's constant, man. Constant. It's super annoying.
The Q. Remember that thing that I did on the show several years ago where I was talking about how they started adding Qs to license plates because they hadn't had them on there forever and ever? And then for a while there, every other plate you saw had Qs all over it.
They're going to use them up, man.
I'd forgotten all about that. And listeners were sending us photos over and over again.
Well, when you're going 75, the cameras can't recognize if it's an O or a Q, I guess.
Well, and that makes sense.
It does, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's funny. I was going to talk about one license plate I saw, but I probably shouldn't.
Okay.
Also, going back to the paper towel dispensers and hand dryers in bathrooms. See, we covered a lot of stuff this morning. Pam from Denver says we could go back old school to the cloth roll towel dispensers. Do you remember those? Did you ever come across those when you were a kid?
No.
Where you pull the cloth down.
It was like a towel? Is it like a true cotton towel?
But it went around like in a it was...
Oh, God, so you reuse it?
Well, they claim that it didn't, but I always thought it was just foul as could be. You know, if you want a great bath, would you like a nice public bathroom experience, Jeremy?
Yeah. Is it somebody that wipes your hands for you, I'm guessing, with the places that you go to?
But that kind of hoity-toity place.
They just lop your hands off and hand you new hands?
It is at the Broadmoor.
Of course it is.
But I've got to say, they do it right, because in all the public restrooms, first of all, there are no like pure stalls. They're actually little closets, completely self-contained.
Okay, that's nice.
But they don't have paper towels. They have little individual rolled up hand towels or towels, and they are arranged in like a pyramid shape there on the counter. And so you get your own little hand towel and use it, and then they wash those, you know, two or three times a day or something.
So you think.
You think they're just rolling them back
up? They just roll that cart out, roll them back up, and then restack them.
That's funny. But that's the best. That's the kind of thing. Nice. That's the kind of experience that it's worth. Even if you're just down in Colorado Springs and you're not going there, take a detour just to go in and pee, just so you can use one of those towels.